Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fam. Roy, stop talking and get in here for your read before Brian brought us from DallasCowboys.com on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Of course, Brian brought us, brought to you by our good friends at Mesquite Mitsubishi. They have over 250 vehicles, including Outlanders, Mirages, and more. Visit them at 635 and Oates or MyMitsu.com.
All right, we have a Zach Brown giveaway. Tickets to go see the Zach Brown Band in this segment. RJ, you're a geography nerd. Area code 213, go.
213?
Yeah.
Is that the Philadelphia?
Way off. Brian Broadus is joining us from the 213. What are you doing in California?
Wasting Jerry Jones's money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there a draft pick there or something?
No, they bring us out here. We do this company retreat every year. We've gone to Vegas, New York, and now we've gone to Los Angeles. And so funny because we have training camp here in Los Angeles. So a few of them went to Disneyland yesterday. A few others went to Malibu, which was my team. We went around. I just got a truck, an F-150, drove around Los Angeles, went to places I'd never been before. And so, yeah, this was just kind of a company retreat. So we're heading back today, kind of missing the fact that we usually have our draft show on Thursday, and now I have to do it on a Friday. So kind of the bummer part of that. But, yeah, just out here like wasting the boss's money, really, is what we're doing.
So it's 6:43 local time.
Yeah, it is.
I texted him. I'm like, you want to bail? You're in California? No, he's up grinding.
How's the arc storm?
This is really strange, man. I mean, it's, you know, people are walking around. You know, you talked about being in Philadelphia and stuff like that, and people walking around like with big, heavy coats on and scarves and stuff, and they're really not used to this. This is crazy for them to have to deal with. I mean, temperatures in the 30s at night, and it's kind of funny to see the palm trees and stuff as you walk around, and then, but, you know, you have a little chill in the air. But yeah, it's kind of a strange scene out here. They don't really know what's going on with this weather, so you know, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out for them in the coming days.
All right, I've seen this hypothetical thrown your way on Twitter with the reports yesterday that Landon Collins was cleaning out his New York Giants locker. Maybe he doesn't want to be franchised. The Giants may be planning on doing that, having given him the long-term extension. So just for the heck of it, with all things involved and age and money, would you rather the Cowboys make an offer for Landon Collins or get your boy Earl Thomas?
Well, you know, Landon Collins would make a whole heck of a lot of sense, and it usually happens where these type of players never make it to free agency.
Right.
You know, usually it's a, you know, Eric Berry was one of my favorite players for a long, long time, and, you know, he's never, ever, every time I've ever wanted Eric Berry, it's, he signs a deal or he gets tagged or something like that. So, you know, with Landon Collins, yeah, it'd be nice to have Landon Collins, but you got to remember the way that this organization here operates. And I mean, in Dallas, not the Rams, but the way the Cowboys operate is that Stephen Jones likes to draft and he likes to sign his own. And now I know the Tolos out there are going, well, you never get any better that way. You got to go out and get big free agent guys. I remember for years, we used to just blow so much money. Talk about blowing money. We blew so much money on bad players and free agencies, bad contracts and stuff like that. And, you know, not to say Landon Collins would be a bad contract, but their draft and sign method has worked out pretty well. And so I think, yeah, it would be nice to have Landon Collins. He's a younger player. You'd have to make more of a financial commitment. You'd have to make more of a longer commitment to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Earl, it would probably be a guaranteed thing, probably a couple of years. And then it will allow you to develop some of your guys, develop your secondary a little more. They're going to have some big, big decisions that they're going to have to make after this next season. When you start talking about, you know, they've got guys that will be up cornerback-wise and things like that. So, You know, this secondary will be good for one more season, and then now, okay, what else are you going to have to do to kind of pull some things together? Because you're going to have some young players whose contracts are going to be up as well. But my whole understanding is on both players, it's clearly going to come down to money, because they have a plan what they want to do with their own, and you know what money they have available left. Then they will find a way to go get a free agency. But I just don't think it's going to be Landon Collins. I think it's, you know, they really do like Thomas a lot, and I think it's going to be a lesser on the money side, but also on the year side too, which might help them as well.
Would part of it be what you prefer? Do you prefer Earl with Heath versus Landon with, like, Xavier, or, like,
I bring in either one, it's to try and make Woods a better player. And, you know, I will do this in a way that, you know, with Earl, you know, Earl gets turnovers too. He's back there, and I'm not just talking about the two he had against Dallas early in the year, but he seems to be around the ball. He creates turnovers, but, you know, he's still got an edge to the way he plays. And, you know, it's that savvy kind of, you know, okay, I'm going to just kind of play over here because I feel like this is where the ball is going. Just that awareness, the football intelligence. I'd like, you know, that you're born with that, but I'd like him to try and help Xavier Woods, because Xavier Woods, to me, turned the corner last year. I was wanting Xavier Woods to tackle, to be more of a physical player. He proved he can do that. And so if you get somebody that plays that same type of style that he would play with, but then play with the football intelligence, you know, on how to read and how to react and how to do those things, I think that those are the things that helps you more than even the player itself. You know, these young guys, they tend to understand, you know, better when a veteran player tells them, hey, listen, man, this is what you got to do. This is where you – and, anyway, let's go back to Dak Prescott, you know, and what Mark Sanchez is not a good quarterback by any means. We had a couple of good years at the Jets and AFC Championship games and stuff, but if you look at overall, what was Sanchez doing? He was helping him with Dak with the game, you know, helping him with certain things. And so veteran players could do that. And I think that a guy like Earl Thomas really, really could help a guy like Xavier Woods, maybe one day be a guy like an Earl Thomas.
Brian Broaddus, buyersafety.com hotline from DallasCowboys.com with Sean and RJ. What do you think is going on with this tank extension, this tank deal, yeah, back and forth?
Well, it's a grind on the cap guys, and it's a grind on the agent, and neither one of them wants to do a bad deal, because if the agent does a bad deal, then his next contract or his next player, when he's out recruiting, you know, he could say, you know, well, I got this guy money and I got this guy money, and you know, players look at that, you know, young players, you know, guys that from Old Dominion and Oklahoma and Texas. You know, they look at these agents and they're like, man, this guy gets some contracts done.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure on the agent. And then there's a lot of pressure on Adam Pacifica, Todd Williams, Stephen Jones, because they want to make sure that their team's taken care of. And, you know, but the thing they're working against is, you know, the owner of the team is like, you know, we understand what's going on here. We understand, you know, this guy's, we've asked him to play well. He's played well for us. He's been a leader. He's been all the things you want to say about this player, you can say. But, you know, it's a very, very delicate situation, because you have to make the best deal for your organization. You have to try and take care of the player's needs the best you can. And then the agent on the other end can't make a screwed up contract where someday somebody will say, well, I'm not signing with that guy. He messed up that guy's contract.
Right.
He got underpaid. So it's a very, very delicate situation. You know, it's not as easy as everybody says. Well, you know, this is where, you know, this is where we're at. This, you know, they like each other and all. Yeah, they do. But, man, this is a huge, huge commitment on both sides, and they have to be really, really careful how they do it.
And I'm sorry, John. Would it kill? Because, you know, already the Cowboys' defensive line and defense and center, they had some depth issues, right, last year. Would it kill their depth even more?
Yeah, huge. Huge, yeah. They'll tag this guy. They'll wait till the last minute. If it comes down, the Cowboys have got to protect themselves here. Whether Lawrence likes it or not, the tag was brought in all those years ago. So these situations where, you know, now we saw what happened in Pittsburgh. You know, if Lawrence is willing to sit out and, you know, and forego, you know, the amount of money that, you know, over, you know, I don't know what the tag number would be for. It's over $17 million because he's been, this be a second tag. So he's getting close to quarterback money anyway. But, you know, the thing is, though, if he's willing to sit out because he got tagged, well, you know, we saw what happened there. you know. But yeah, the Cowboys, they have depth issues and issues along that line. Yeah, they sure do. I mean, the team did a great job of masking some of the problems they had. They got exposed against the Colts, and they got exposed against the Rams. So yeah, I mean, if you would feel better about it if Taco was playing better. You know, Randy showed some promise, but you know, you've got some issues you're going to have to deal with that group if he doesn't play.
What draft prospects have Cowboy fans been asking you about the most?
It's not really players so much. They positions. Mm. You know, they want to know. They're really honing in, and this is like, say, where the draft show was good, and we don't discriminate just for Cowboy fans. We
right. We
talk about all the players. So if you're driving around and you're a Tolo and you're a Falcon fan or whatever, you know, our show will cover all your players. But the thing I think the Cowboy fans, they're trying to plan how this thing is going to fall at 58. They're trying, you know, Jeff Kavanaugh's come on and talked about some of the guys. He calls them, I think, the Blue Star Specials or something like that. You know, maybe a guy like Simmons from, you know, Mississippi State, the top 10 defensive tackle. He's injured now. And then, you know, Hollywood Brown is another guy that got injured, the wide receiver. So people are kind of trying to plan, okay, can they grab a top guy at 58 or what positions? Is it, you know, is it defensive tackle? What position is going to stretch? And I think the position that's going to stretch is going to be wide receivers and tight end. The position that's going to be good that they might have to grab early is the defensive tackle or a defensive end if they want to go that route. There's no linebackers in this draft. And, you know, I talk about the wide receiver stretching a little bit. I'm talking about the wide receiver stretching in the aspect of those slot players. If they let Cole Beasley walk, if they don't go after Humphreys from the Buccaneers, or they don't go after, you know, our guy from Philadelphia right now, you know. So, you know, that's where you got to kind of look and see, okay, what position stretch, and then what position you say, okay, we've got to hit this guy right now. They're going to be picking at the end of all these rounds, and so it's going to be kind of interesting to see how they view some of these players. They might have to go around early on some of these guys, and, you know, that's part of the beauty of picking at the end of the draft.
All right, Roy, do you want to set up this this clip that you pulled for Brian?
I do. Now, I didn't find this clip. This was courtesy of a Tolo, Randy Walker 21 on Twitter, discovered
absolutely.
This thing. And when he discovered it, Brian, I think it had about, I don't know, 1,300 hits or so. I got to imagine that number has gone a lot higher now. But here it is, Brian Brodus of the Philadelphia Eagles.
NFL Now draft day is creeping closer. Plenty of talent out there for the birds to pluck from the college tree. And this year, Ray Rhodes is getting plenty of help from guys like Brian Brodus. He's a scout that was brought in from Green Bay and help in the war room in a week from Saturday.
And we do have a lot of needs. So all you cover our football team, you go watch the games, you know what we need. The fans know what we need. I mean, it's no mystery. And I think through the draft that we can help this team.
You don't sound any different.
Yeah, I was. I had a lot more hair. I was about 205 weight wise. God, I wish I was that way now. Me and Ray Rhodes. It was an introductory. It was a press conference before the draft. It's kind of like the thing you do, you know, when you put the personnel guy out there. And my buddy Mike Lombardi wanted nothing to do with it. He says, "You go out there and talk to those people. I'm not talking to those people." So they sent me out there. Mr. Lurie and Ray and I went out there and did a little pre-draft, and that was the draft. We took Trey Thomas. Jeremiah Trotter was in that draft. We took Allen Rossum, and Mike traded for Hugh Douglas. So we kind of got Andy Reid set up for about a good 14-year run for him with some players there. I was really proud of that. It was a long time ago, and I appreciate the Tolo pulling that one up for me.
But at least now, Brian, you can admit, not being in Philly anymore, that the fans in Philly, they don't know. They don't have any idea what they're talking about, right?
You know, it's funny, though. I had a lot of people, you know, yeah, it's – it's funny. I had a lot of folks, though. We were there for just a short time. I mean, Michael and I. I mean, they moved on from us, and we never really got. We made that draft, and then the next year I was in. I mean, the next really like 2 weeks later I was in Jacksonville. It was kind of crazy, but the fans in Philly, though, they were clamoring. They'd had some really bad drafts, and you know the Mike Mamula draft at that time really stung them, and so we were trying to just. All I was trying to do was draft good players. Really, I mean, I was just trying to draft good players. It worked out well. It really, really did for them. And, like you say, Andy Reid came in. He took the quarterback, Donovan McNabb, and then had a nice run there at Philly. But that's a tough crowd, man. That WIP crowd. you guys deal with them every day. You know what it's all about.
Great stuff. Have a good trip back. Thank you.
Appreciate you, boys. Take care.
Brian brought us from DallasCowboys.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.